News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Sachin Pilot has strongly denied allegations by a Congress MLA that he was offered money by the former Rajasthan Deputy Chief Minister to switch sides to the BJP as part of his attempts to topple the Ashok Gehlot government in the state. I am saddened but not surprised to be at the receiving end of such baseless and vexatious allegations being levelled against me, Pilot said in a statement released on Monday evening, adding that he would take legal action against legislator Giriraj Singh Malinga for the bribery accusation. Pilot said the allegation has been made solely to malign him and to stifle the legitimate concerns that he raised against the party leadership of the state. This attempt further aims at defaming me and attack my credibility. The narrative is being redirected to avoid addressing the main issue. I will be taking appropriate and strictest possible legal action against the MLA who was made to make these accusations. I am sure more such concocted allegations will be thrown at me to cause aspersions on my public image, but I shall be unfettered and remain firm in my beliefs and convictions, he added. His statement came just hours after Malinga said he was offered money to join the BJP in talks that were held at Pilot's residence. He claimed he subsequently alerted CM Gehlot about the conspiracy to topple the Congress government in Rajasthan. I had a talk with Sachinji. He offered me money to join the BJP, but I refused, saying I will not join the Saffron Party, Malinga told reporters in Jaipur. He did not disclose the amount that he was allegedly offered to join the Saffron Party. Asked if it was between Rs 30 crore and Rs 35 crore, Malinga said he was offered the going rate. He said he would not join the Bharatiya Janata Party even after resigning as an MLA. How will I face the people of my area? What will I tell them? He asked. The former Bahujan Samaj Party MLA from Badi, along with five other legislators of the Mayawati-led party, was inducted into the Congress in September last year. The lawmakers had handed over affidavits to State Assembly Speaker C.P. Joshi to merge the legislative party with the Congress. The first batch of five Rafale fighter jets is likely to be inducted into the Indian Air Force on July 29, according to an official statement. It said the final induction ceremony will take place in the second half of August. The first batch of five Indian Air Force Rafale is likely to arrive in India by end of July. The aircraft will be inducted at Air Force Station Ambala on July 29, subject to weather, the IAF said. IAF air crew and ground crew have undergone comprehensive training on the aircraft, including its highly advanced weapon systems, and are fully operational now. Post-arrival, efforts will focus on operationalization of the aircraft at the earliest, the IAF said. Official sources said the Rafale jets are likely to be deployed in the Ladakh sector as part of the IAF's efforts to enhance its operational capabilities along the line of actual control with China, in view of the border row with the country. In a separate statement, the IAF said the top commanders of the force will take stock of the current operational scenario and deployments at a three-day conference beginning on Wednesday. The plan of action for operational capability enhancement of the IAF in the next decade will also be discussed, it said. Officials said arrival of the Rafale jets will further strengthen the IAF's combat capabilities. India had signed an intergovernmental agreement with France in September 2016 for procurement of 36 Rafale fighter jets at a cost of around Rs 58,000 crore. Kangana Ranaut's team has been sharing strong-worded social media posts hitting out at several bigwigs of the Hindi film industry over the ongoing debate about nepotism in Bollywood. In the wake of actor Sushant Singh Rajput's death by suicide on June 14, Kangana, in an interview with Republic, made allegations against some members of the Hindi film fraternity and referred to the heavyweights as movie mafia. She also lashed out at filmmaker Karan Johar and alleged his involvement in promoting favoritism and nepotism in the industry. The actress also pointed out a comment made by the filmmaker, while attending an international summit in the year 2017. Karan, who was one of the keynote speakers at the London School of Economics in 2017, decreed he was tired of Kangana playing the victim and woman card. Now a video from the event has surfaced online and has been going viral across social media platforms. In the video, Karan, who is addressing the audience, is seen saying, "I want to say I'm done with Kangana playing the woman card and the victim card. I mean, you cannot be this victim at every given point of time who has a sad story to tell how you have been terrorized by the bad world of the industry. Leave it. Who is forcing you on a gunpoint to be in the movies? Leave. Do something else. If you people will falsely brush someone's ego, then this is bound to happen," he says, before the clip concludes. Meanwhile, Kangana has said she will return her Padma Shri award if she's unable to prove the claims she has made about actor Sushant Singh Rajput's suicide. China launched its military build-up in the mid-1990s with a top priority: keep the United States at bay in any conflict by making the waters off the Chinese coast a death trap. Now China's People's Liberation Army is preparing to challenge American power further afield. China's shipyards have launched the PLA Navy's first two Type 075 amphibious assault ships, which will form the spearhead of an expeditionary force to play a role similar to that of the US Marine Corps. And like the Marines, the new force will be self-contained, able to deploy solo with all its supporting weapons to fight in distant conflicts or demonstrate Chinese military power. The 40,000-ton Type 075 ships are a kind of small aircraft carrier with accommodation for up to 900 troops and space for heavy equipment and landing craft, according to Western military experts who have studied satellite images and photographs of the new vessels. They will carry up to 30 helicopters at first. Later, they could carry fighter jets. If China can build short takeoff and vertical landing aircraft like the US F-35B. The first Type 075 was launched last September and the second in April, according to reports in China's official military media. A third is under construction, according to the May edition of a congressional research report. Eventually, the PLA Navy could have seven or more of these ships, according to reports in China's official military press. Chinese military commentators quoted in official media say China's shipyards are now building and launching amphibious ships so rapidly it is like dropping dumplings into water. The military rivalry between China and the United States is only growing sharper. Last week, US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared most of Beijing's claims of sovereignty in the South China Sea illegal, throwing Washington's weight behind the rival claims of Southeast Asian nations over territory and resources in the strategic waterway that were supported by international law. China said the US position raised tensions in the region and undermined stability. And England bowled out West Indies for 198 in the final session on day 5 to win the second test by 113 runs and level the three-test series at 1-1 in Manchester on Monday. England had declared their second innings at 129 for 3 in the first session after all-rounder Ben Stokes smashed 78 of 57 deliveries, setting the tourists a target of 312 with 85 overs left in the day. England's fast bowlers struck early to reduce the visitors to 37 for 4, but were left frustrated when Shamar Brooks and Jermaine Blackwood stitched together a 100-run partnership until Stokes dismissed Blackwood at the stroke of tee for 55. Brooks' resistance was ended by Sam Curran, who trapped him leg before wicket for 62, while Dom Bess castled a stubborn Jason Holder for 35. West Indies lost their final two wickets for just 15 runs, with Ollie Pope taking a stunning catch at short leg to dismiss Kemar Roach. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.